Welcome back. We're going to talk about the Empire State Youth Orchestra this morning. SEO Music Director Etienne Abelin joins us this morning to discuss the Symphony Orchestra returning to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in celebration of spring, performing Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring and Lee Wansee's Spring Festival Orchestra. The concert will also feature Yuhang Wang, one of their two 2023 Lois Lyman Concerto Competition winners, performing Bartok's Viola Concerto. To tell us more, we welcome both Etienne and Yuhang to the program this morning. How are you both?
It's great to be here. Hi.
Good. Thanks.
Very nice to have you here. Pleasure. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you here. So, Etienne, let's begin with you as to how this particular performance came about and how this works into SEO's calendar year.
Yeah, so it's an incredible opportunity to be back in Troy in the music hall on Sunday at 3 o'clock with a really interesting program. It's a spring program. We have two spring pieces on there, and then we have a fall piece on there, I would say, the Bartok Viola Concerto. So we're going cruising through the seasons and through the emotions of spring and of the fall. And so I'm very much looking forward to that.
How do you put a program together like this?
Well, it's spring, so that was one of the factors. It was looking at what would fit the bill. What is this season? Martha Graham, who Appalachian Spring by Copland is dedicated to, which is a piece that we're going to perform at the end in the performance, said, well, spring is, you know, it's about new beginnings. It's also a sad. There's also some letting go involved. And right. I thought that was just quite poignant. And then the Lee Wansee Spring Festival Overture, beautiful piece, very famous in China, composed for Lunar New Year. So those are the first and the last piece. Those are our spring pieces. And then we have Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony Waltz, and then the Bartok Viola Concerto. So we're also traveling from China to Hungary to Russia to the U.S.
And I think I misspoke, but it's a Spring Festival Overture.
Right.
Yeah, I apologize. So when you put all this together, what is it like for the members of the orchestra to be working on this, and give us a sense of how that all comes together with their very, very busy schedules and figuring out how this will then fit in so that they can perform for us?
Well, we rehearse once a week on Wednesday evenings, and we had an extra retreat day at the end of January. It's a very challenging program on many levels, and also going from composer to composer, from style to style, and that's the challenge, but also the beauty of this particular program, I find. And busy schedules, but people practice. I learn the score, and then that's how that happens.
Bring it, mix, stir, and enjoy, right? It all works out.
Yeah.
Yuhang Wang, tell us about your. I did see a video of your playing. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been playing?
I started when I was in fourth grade at the age of 10 when the free music education was offered at the elementary school. So I thought of picking up an instrument to play. Yeah. I chose the viola.
Yeah. You're Shenandoah?
I am from Shenandoah. I'm a senior at Shenandoah High School.
So what has it been like to get ready for this particular performance?
Well, it was particularly difficult for me because I was auditioning for various music schools in addition to this competition. But luckily for me, the piece I competed with, the Bartok Viola Concerto, was one of the pieces I played for my various music school auditions. It was not as bad as it would have could been, but I had to spend a lot of time really focusing in on what really would make a piece stand out from other people. And I think that's one of the prime factors for a competition is how you're unique, because everyone there's a base sort of way everyone plays, and to differentiate yourself, you'll have to really put some thought and unique interpretations into what you do.
So the notes are the notes, but there is the interpretation. So what is it that you think you've added to this?
Well, I really try to convey how evocative the piece is, because the piece is not a very standard sort of classical piece. It has very interesting and, let's say, very weird harmonies. And I feel like I try to bring those really weird harmonies out for people to hear, so that it makes the piece very interesting and different from all the rest of the pieces we usually play.
What music school did you end up with?
Well, we'll find out next week.
Okay, all right, too soon. Okay.
But I have currently gotten into the Eastman School of Music, as well as the Jacobs School of Music in Indiana, and I have four more to go. I auditioned at six schools.
Wow. Yes. So the world is your oyster.
I don't know, but we'll see.
What's the dream school? The best thing to happen would be?
Well, I had a lesson with Molly Carr of the Juilliard School, and she would really like me to study with her, and I would really love to study with her. So we're hoping to go to Juilliard.
Wow. Yes. Well, congratulations. It must make you very proud.
Very proud. Yeah. And
hold your congratulations.
Oh, no, we'll hold your congratulations. No, I understand.
Well, no, congratulations for Eastman and IU.
Thank you.
Those are two top schools, and it's just extraordinary. Yeah, I'm very proud. I'm also, you know, if I may say, not surprised. I see Yu Heng work, but more than work. I see him grow into such an extraordinary musician, on it, learning all the time and working on everything, getting expressive, playing with others in the orchestra, leading the section. So it's just a fantastic journey, and I'm quite sure it will continue very successfully.
Give us a sense, and I don't know if this is a difficult question to answer or not, but of the members of the orchestra, what is the percentage that will go on to music school?
It differs from year to year. Yeah, it's less this year than it was last year, for example. So it's really fluctuating quite a bit. This year not many. I would say maybe
two?
Ten? Well, no, there's a few more in also in the jazz program.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would say about 10% of those graduating. Last year it was more. I think it was about up to almost 30%.
Yeah, and then the you sort of wonder where they go then, don't you?
Yeah,
they're not going there. We assume music will be a part of their life, but not not their life.
Yes. Well, their life emotionally and in so many ways, and something really. What we see is graduates who take different career paths. That music remains just one of the really key and central things, and I think that's the beauty of the training and of what we have at the Empire State Youth Orchestra, is that we allow for people to learn these essential skills that are also transferable to other careers, to academic careers, and then in addition have music stay part of their lives. We have a board member who's in a fantastic company, not music, but who also plays in some of the orchestras around here and just has this very fulfilled life.
Hmm. Give us a sense of of what people can expect from the program on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so we start with this really, really quite wonderful. What do you think, Yu Heng, the Huangzi is quite a piece.
Yeah, I think it's from China, and I don't feel like Chinese music really gets played there very often. And being a Chinese person, I would love to see more orchestral music written by Chinese people on programs, and this is a great way to start.
Yeah, we did a we had a little survey, and we had four choices, and the majority of the orchestra members chose this piece. So that's what we started with. I was quite happy because it fits the spring program, the Spring Festival Overture written for Lunar New Year.
Sure.
And then we go on to the Bartok, a very late piece of Béla Bartok, Hungarian composer, written in 1944, 40, 45?
Yeah, so he started it when he was in 1944, and I think it was one of the last pieces he wrote. He died before he could finish it, and his close friend Tibor Serli finished it for him. So with that, actually, there's many different versions of the concerto since it was incomplete. And it's interesting because a lot of different recordings out on the internet, you see people doing all sorts of different things, mixing, matching different editions and different scores. And it's very different because with classical music, it's always written down and everybody plays the same. But with this piece, it is always changing. Someone's always doing something.
Well, it's almost like Baroque performance practice where you do have a lot of mixing and matching. So to have something unfinished is really, it's really great. It's a fall piece. It's looking back on his life. It's very moving. Yeah. It's very, really. And then there's an intermission.
Yep.
Great piece. Fantastic program.
And then we do Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony, the third movement, the Waltz, which is sort of an intro then to the Copland Appalachian Spring, which is our last piece on the program.
Well, it is the Empire State Youth Orchestra Symphony Orchestra returning to Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. It's Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., and you can find out more by going to SEO. It's ESYO.org, ESYO.org, and check them out at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Find out more, SEO.org. I thank you both for being here, Etienne and Yuhang. It's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great to be here.
And fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see.
we'll check in a week and see how happy you are. All right. Thank you both very, very
much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.